Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Eureka police are looking for a man who led them on a high-speed chase through Eureka Tuesday evening before finally eluding them. 34-year-old John Wayne Ellis led police on a chase after they attempted to talk to him near what they said was a house of possible drug activity. Eureka's problem-oriented policing unit was investigating a house on the 800 block of O Street. Police observed a 1993 blue Dodge van parked nearby, and when they attempted to question the driver, he sped away, leading them on a chase through Henderson Center. They even employed spike strips to stop him, but he was able to elude them. They later found the van, but Ellis is still on the loose. He has an outstanding warrant for car theft and now is facing additional charges in connection with the chase. Also arrested in the house on O Street was Sean Eugene Olson. He had an outstanding warrant and has also been charged with possession of a controlled substance. Olson is also facing a charge of possession of a stolen vehicle stemming from an auto theft in Cotton. Authorities have identified a second shooting victim in the Rancho Sequoia area of southern Humboldt. He's 57-year-old Scott Johnson, a resident of the area. They conducted an autopsy on him today. Authorities are conducting an autopsy on Neil Decker as well, whom they say was fatally shot Friday night. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies arrested Matthew Aaron Brown and charged him with the first shooting, and they're still trying to determine if he's connected to the second fatal shooting. Here is Lieutenant Steve Knight of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office.
Well, it's no secret the area where this occurred at is known for growing, cultivating marijuana. I've been dealing with that issue in this area for years. But at this point, that does not seem to be the cause of the homicide. I know a couple days ago that homicide, it was due to an argument between Mr. Brown and the deceased Neil Decker. So in this case, our understanding so far is that there was a couple of people in the area that decided to go looking for Mr. Brown after they heard he was nearby, and that's when the shots were heard.
And there now have been four homicides in the area in the last 2 years. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors has laid the groundwork for a plastic bag ban. The supervisors have directed staff to develop a county ordinance patterned on the Arcata City ordinance that would ban single-use plastic bags by retailers throughout the county. The supervisors also support the measure, but the details have yet to be worked out, such as who will enforce the ban, what, if any, cost will be incurred by merchants and the county, and when any such ban should be implemented. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Residents of Humboldt County have called for increased spending on public safety, and on Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors heeded that call. The Board unanimously approved a half-cent sales tax that will generate revenue for public safety services, primarily for the Sheriff's Office, which is under pressure to provide better coverage to rural and isolated areas of the county. The sales tax increase is temporary and will expire in 5 years, and voters will have the choice to approve it at the ballot box in November. The revenue will also be used to support the probation department, the DA's office, and local fire departments in an effort to improve public safety services across the board. Governor Brown has signed into law a bill sponsored by Assemblyman Wes Chesbro that is aimed at students under the age of 21 who've enrolled in college and who are studying brewing and winemaking. State law prohibits anyone under the age of 21 from consuming alcoholic beverages, and Chesbro's bill allows students to taste but not drink wine and beer when enrolled in accredited classes. Chesbro said in a statement that the bill will ensure students receive the best preparation from their educational training and make them competitive in these rapidly growing industries. California produces more than 90% of the country's wine and is a leader in beer making and brewing as well. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.